you married, and when did you get married, and did you have a family?
Yeah. I started dating a girl when I was in the Air Force in Louisiana. When I got out, I went back and talked her into marriage, and she was absolutely wonderful, wonderful lady. Moved to Tulsa. She went to work at a public service company. We were both pretty young, of course. We decided we didn't want to have any children until we got older. So in 1963, we had my first son. And 65, we had a second son. She didn't work anymore after we had the kids. But what we had done, we never cashed one of her paychecks. We just deposited them. We lived on what I was making. We was able to buy a house, 742 South Sandusky in Tulsa. That's where we started out to raise our kids. And we bought 12 acres out of 95th and Yale when the kids got 10 and 12 years old. Something like that. Well, we built a house out there, and they went to Jinx and graduated from Jinx School. Both of them did good in college. They both got baseball scholarships. Definitely baseball is my favorite thing in the whole world, besides a good blue fiddle. Mm. My wife died when my boys were in junior high school. Mm. She had early onset Alzheimer's. I started Alzheimer's Association here in Tulsa. And hooked up through the national one in Chicago. I ran that for a while. We were dying for money, but I wanted to educate people about that disease. We did a little fundraiser stuff. Now there's no problem because lots of money people in Tulsa have suffered with the Alzheimer's thing, so they know how to do it now. And I'm so happy that it's doing so good for them. It's just wonderful. And to bring you up to date right now, one of my boys died 11 years ago, and my other son died a year this last March. They inherited that early onset Alzheimer's. It's a terrible, terrible death.
Mm.
I married another lady, and we were very, very happily married, but she died also, but not from Alzheimer's. Yeah, Lou Gehrig, is that what they call it?
Yes.
So now I'm a single man. I've been single for a long time. I coached American Legion baseball for 17 years in Jinx. I love baseball.
That's a tragic story. And what was your first wife's name?
Rita.
And then let's give your son's name.
Tag and Todd Bingham. Tag was Raymond Bingham Jr., but we called him Tag. Bob Wills, guitar player named Tag. He was with me at the St. Francis Hospital when he was born, so his whole life he was called Tag.
I just can't imagine what you went through.
Have you ever witnessed any of these Alzheimer's at the time?
I have, but here Rita dies from Alzheimer's, and then your second wife dies from ALS.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That is something else.
Yeah.
And the grief.
Rita's dad died with Alzheimer's. And his mother died. But see, I didn't know what Alzheimer's was. I'd never heard the name. And her mother didn't tell me. I just said, what happened to your dad? She said, he had a brain tumor. I had no idea what he had really died from. I certainly would not have had any kids. Mm-hmm. I have a granddaughter and a grandson from Tag, the one that just died. His son, he goes to Stanford University. He was the valedictorian at Cassia Hall.
Mm.
Year before last.
So you worry about them as having that gene?
I certainly do. I don't worry about the girl she's adopted, but I worry about the boy. I certainly do.
Yeah.
It's always in their 30s when they get it.
Well, I admire you. You've been through a lot, and you've been very successful.